Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today, we're going to be talking about cancer. I know that's everyone's favorite topic, but I'll be doing my show on Facebook and also on the radio at the same time. And for those of you who don't know, I am Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're going to be talking about cancer, and we're also going to be talking about IV nutrition, and we're going to talk about the AO scan and ultraviolet light radiation. All right. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble's, all the other bookstores. It's also available at growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. The phone number is 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, and on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. So, cancer. I want you to know that everyone has cancer. Yes, everyone does have cancer. See, we have over 100 trillion cells in our bodies. And every day, thousands of cells mutate into cancer cells. Most of these do not progress to cancer because of our immune system, which roots out the mutated cells and destroys them. That's what normally happens when you have a great immune system. If you get cancer, what can you do? All right? First of all, to fight cancer, you gotta, number one, find a way to slow the growth of the cancer cells. And that's by taking away cancer's favorite food. Its favorite food is sugar. Hi, it's all great to see you watching. And I see Tina is also on there. I see that. And I also see that Itzel is there too. Thank you all for joining us. Anyhow, so sugar is cancer cells' favorite food. So if you want to slow the growth of cancer cells, you got to deny them their food. So give up the sugar, number one. Number two, you have to find a way to strengthen your immune system. Because if your immune system is strong, then the immune system can destroy the cancer cells. Right? Unfortunately, this approach is not expensive. See, to the medical society, the moment you're diagnosed with cancer, you're worth over $300,000 to them. So if they're gonna tell you, go ahead, get off sugar, eat better food, better nutrition, and guess what? You have a good chance of beating cancer. They lose out on a lot of money. So they don't want that to happen. So traditional cancer therapy is based on chemo and radiation therapy. Now, the cure rate for cancer since 1970 has not changed significantly at all. As a matter of fact, you know, with all the newest diagnostic tools, the cure rate for cancer hasn't changed. Now, why is that? You know, an MRI today, it's much more sophisticated than it used to be 50 years ago. So therefore, they can diagnose cancer a lot sooner than when they used to. See, if you get diagnosed with breast cancer, chances are that breast cancer has been around for 10 years. Only after that time frame is the cancer cells has created enough of a size that it can be detected. So it takes 10 years. And if your diagnostic tools can get there sooner, then you'll catch cancer at a sooner time. Yet, over the last 40 years, cancer outcome has not improved. You know, you hear this old thing and say, oh, well, you know, I beat cancer. But for everyone that beat cancer, the majority of people do not. Now, here's the problem with chemotherapy and radiation therapy. See, chemotherapy, it's like killing an ant with a nuclear weapon. Because when you take chemotherapy, you're not just killing the cancer cells. You're killing brain cells. You're killing heart cells. You're killing liver cells. You're killing muscle cells. You're killing bone cells. You're killing liver cells. You're killing GI cells. You're killing immune cells. So when you get on cancer therapy by using chemotherapy, you are killing a lot of other cells. You know, I told you that you have over 100 trillion cells in your body, right? So you go out and you get chemotherapy, and let's say the chemotherapy kills 5 trillion cells. The majority of them are not going to be cancer cells. The majority of them will be your regular cells. So when they kill your brain cells, guess what happened to you? You become foggy. Your concentration is gone. Your cognitive function is decreased. Your memory is worse. When it destroys muscle cells, then you're tired and you run down. You cannot get out of bed. You have no energy. When it kills your heart cells, you end up getting congestive heart failure and you get heart problems. And when it kills your immune cells, then you cannot protect yourself against anything else. So chemotherapy, while it can kill cancer cells, it does a far greater damage to your rest of your body. That's why most people, when they get cancer, they tell you, you know, I don't want that chemotherapy. And they say that because the chemotherapy makes them so bad, feel so bad, because you're wiping out all these other cells to kill the cancer cells. As a matter of fact, most people who have cancer do not die from the cancer. They die from malnutrition and overwhelming infection. You know why? Because if you kill off your immune system is busy fighting the cancer cells. And so now you don't have enough immune cells to fight a pneumonia now, or a urine infection, or a skin infection. And so now your immune system is not strong enough to fight off other things, and because of that, your immune system, you succumb to that pneumonia, to the other thing. That's number one. Hey, Griselda, great to see you joining me. And I see Yvette is there and Charles is there. Oh, thank you all for joining me. And I just want you all to share with anyone you can so we can all enjoy this education. Now, the second reason why people die of when they get cancer is because of malnutrition. Well, you know, when you put food into your mouth, you put food into your mouth because you need raw materials. Without raw materials, your body cannot make anything. And so when you put the food into your mouth, you need muscles to chew. You need your cells to make digestive enzymes like saliva, like your GI, your stomach digestive enzymes. You need those cells to make them. And if you're killing all those cells, when you put food into your mouth, you get malabsorption because your food is not being digested properly. They don't go through your GI system properly. And you spill a lot of your foods in your stool. And so you're not absorbing the raw materials, the very raw materials that your body needs to repair itself. Because when you do the chemo, you kill a lot of muscle cells. Well, guess what? You need raw materials to replace those dead muscle cells. You need raw materials to replace the dead brain cells. You need the raw materials to replace the dead heart cells, or the dead kidney cells, or liver cells, or lung cells. So you need the raw materials to repair all those things. And if you can't absorb it here, it gets worse. All right? So it's very important that you understand that chemotherapy destroys more than it helps. You know, there was a study done in the early 1990s, and they asked a group of oncologists if they would give themselves or their family or loved ones chemotherapy if they were sick. 93% of them said they wouldn't do it. Why do you think that is? If the doctors that prescribe the chemotherapy won't give it to themselves or to their family or friends, why are they giving it to you? Because a lot of money is tied up in that, and they make a ton of money from chemotherapy. Sorry to say. Hey, Charles, glad to see you join us. Dennis, great. So chemotherapy, while it does have some good points, it has a lot of negative points. Now, I don't say that there isn't a role for chemotherapy. Yes, there is. But, you know, if you're going to do chemotherapy, you got to find a way to repair your body from all the dead cells. Well, let's talk about what cancer is, all right? When you have cancer, let's say you have breast cancer, all right? Your immune system is attacking your cancer. Let's look at your breast cancer as a castle surrounded by a moat, all right? Now, that's a cancer. Right? And your immune cells is trying to get across the moat to get to the castle to kill the cancer cells. And the cancer cells, they widen that moat to make it more difficult for your immune system to get there. That's what your cancer cells does. They protect themselves by putting up a drawbridge so that your immune system can't get to them. And then they put little tiny roads where they can pull raw materials. They create more blood vessels so that they can grab all the raw materials, preferably sugar, from you. So when you eat sugar, your cancer cells preferentially grabs it before you can. Linda, nice to see you. And I see Tammy is here, and I see Shayla is also there. I'm glad that you all could join me today. So now, one of the major things that we forget to do when we have cancer is detox. It is one of the crucial things that you should do. And guess what? No one talks to you about detox. What's happening when you have cancer? Well, what's happening when you have cancer? It's like if someone was to drop a bomb in San Antonio, and let's say 10,000 people died in San Antonio from that bomb, and there was no one to pick the bodies up. How would San Antonio smell? How much diseases would be spread in San Antonio if no one was there to pick up the bodies? Well, detox is the ambulance. Detox is the hearse. Detox is the guys that picks up all those dead bodies and takes them to the morgue. That's what detox is. So when you have cancer and your immune cells are dying and you're on chemotherapy and your muscle cells are dying and your brain cells and your heart and your lung and your kidney cells are dying, you have dead cells all over your body sitting there. Without detox, you cannot pick up those cells and remove them. So therefore, your body is toxic with dead cells all over it. Detox is the guy that comes and picks those dead cells up and takes them to the grave so that it can clean the area up. I can tell you this much. Without proper detox, when you have cancer, it's going to be literally impossible for you to get better. So let's talk about what you have to do with cancer. Number one, we talked about denying cancer cells their favorite food, sugar. All right? So get off of sugar, go on a low glycemic diet, eat more fruits and vegetables, cruciferous vegetables is very, very good because a lot of them have cancer-fighting properties. All right? Look it up. You can Google it, and it will tell you cruciferous vegetables. They are great, and you can just eat lots of those things, help you fight cancer, number one. So once you deny cancer cells your sugar, the cancer cells will start growing slower, number one. Number two, you now have to give your body the raw materials it needs to replace all your dead cells and so that your body can make more immune cells. Remember, your immune cells is your troops. That's what they are. They're there to fight the enemy. But also, when you have cancer, you need extra immune cells because while you have a whole bunch of immune cells fighting the cancer, if you get another infection somewhere, if you don't have enough immune cells, the other bacteria in your lungs, guess what? It ends up spreading because you don't have any. It's like the United States. We have enough troops to fight one war, and now there's three wars. Can we fight three wars if we only have troops for one war? Well, that's what happened with cancer. You have enough troops to fight one war, and now there might be two and three wars to fight, and you don't do it. So you need to make sure that you give your body raw materials so your body can make more immune cells. Number one, so that you can have more troops attacking that castle. And number two, if you have a bacteria that's in your urine causing a massive urine infection or bacteria in your lungs causing a pulmonary a pneumonia, you have enough troops to fight those bacteria. Right. So raw materials to make new immune cells, number one, and raw materials to make more muscle cells so that you have more energy to walk around. You need raw materials to make heart cells, lung cells so you can breathe better, so that you have more raw materials, more ATP to give you more energy. So you need all those things. Right? So how do you get those things into your system? Well, the problem is once you're on chemotherapy, your muscles are weak. So when you put food into your mouth, it's hard for you to get it down. You puke, you vomit, and you throw it up. And so you can't keep anything down. So anything you put into your mouth, first of all, if you do get it down here, your GI system is not very efficient at getting the raw materials out of it. Now, what are the raw materials? And I talk about this all the time. Your body has basically five raw materials. If your body went to the store, it would buy these five things. It would buy minerals. Now, minerals is anything on the periodic table. That would be potassium and calcium, and oxygen is a mineral. Hydrogen, zinc, magnesium, those are all minerals. That's number one. Number two, it would get vitamins. Vitamin A, B, all the B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. Those are the first two raw materials you need. Then you need lipids from fats. You need sugar from starches. You need amino acids from proteins. Those are your raw materials. And last but not least, you need to be able to make enzymes. Because without enzymes, you cannot digest anything and you cannot make anything. So those are the raw materials that we have to get inside of you if you want to be able to make anything. From those raw materials, your body can make brain cells, kidney cells, liver cells, fat cells, muscle cells, bone cells, immune cells, hormones, neurotransmitters. Your body can make anything it wants with those raw materials. So you have to find a way to get it into your system. Okay? So there's a good chance it's going to be hard for you to get enough orally. So therefore, you have to consider IV nutrition. Now, IV nutrition is the best way to get nutrition into your body when you have cancer. See, vitamin C kills cancer cells. Why do they do it? Because vitamin C looks a lot like sugar. So if you take vitamin C, your cancer cells will grab onto the vitamin C because they think it's sugar, And then the cancer cells cannot digest the vitamin C, and they die being full of vitamin C. Our regular cells can enjoy vitamin C without a problem. The problem, though, if you were to take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C orally, about half of us will have diarrhea, and we won't be able to tolerate it because the dose is too much. Right? And of the ones that do get in the system, half of it will be spilled in the stool, and of that 2,000 milligrams, maybe 800, 1,000 might get into our body. That's if we take it orally. If you took vitamin C in the vein as an IV nutrition, we can give you 25,000, 50,000, 100,000, 125,000 directly into the vein, where it can go right to where it's needed. A lot better. So with IV nutrition, you can get a lot more minerals and vitamins into your body, going right into the veins on the way to where they're needed without the problem, the GI side effects, and without losing any of it into your stool. So that's very, very important. And so in the IV, you can give the things that's needed, like the minerals. We do high-dose vitamin C. You need at least 50,000 units of vitamin C to help kill cancer cells. If you have less than that, it doesn't work as well. We also do hydrogen peroxide in the IV. Hydrogen peroxide kills viruses in your body, pathogens. We also do something called glutathione. Now, glutathione is your body's number one detoxifier. You see, your liver makes glutathione. And glutathione is what is the guy that gets rid of all the dead bodies and cleans your system out. It detoxifies your body. But, you know, when you have cancer, your liver is not working very well. So, therefore, if you were to give glutathione and phosphatidylcholine in your vein, that can help you clean your system up. Now, you know, we all hear about detox. And we all think, oh, it's terrible, and no one wants to ever think about detox. But, you know, we all detox, guys. When you shower, you're detoxing your skin. That's why you feel so good after you shower. When you brush your teeth, you're detoxing your mouth. When you wash your hair, you're detoxing your hair. When you breathe out, you're detoxing your lungs because you're breathing out carbon dioxide. When you do number one and number two, you're detoxing your colon and you're detoxing your urinary system. That is detox. But here's the problem. You know, all of you out there who are doing colon cleanse and your coffee stuff and all of that stuff, guess what? That is great. But what is detoxing your muscle? Who is detoxing your bone? Who is detoxing your heart and your brain and your liver? That's what glutathione does. So you need glutathione to help you clean your body. I call detox like a tune-up. If your car is running sluggishly, there's no point in giving your car premium fuel because it will still be sluggish. You got to tune the car, which is detoxing the car. A tune-up is cleaning the car. That's what detox is, cleaning the body. So you clean the car, you tune the car up, and now regular fuel, the car drives like a Mercedes on regular fuel because you have cleaned it up. Well, detox does the same thing for your body. You see, getting back to that castle that is your cancer and that moat around it, after a while, that moat will be full of dead bodies. It will be full of cancer cells that are dead, and your immune cells that are dead. And there'll be a whole mound of dead bodies around the cancer. All right? So therefore, if there's a whole mound of dead bodies, your fresh immune cells cannot get past them to get to the cancer cell. detox would be removing all that carnage of war so that your immune system can now get into the area and kill more cancer cells. We call that the terrain. The terrain of the cancer is the area around the cancer cells. We want to clean it up so that our troops have a free pathway to the cancer cell so we can start killing the cancer from the outside and make it smaller and smaller and smaller till it's gone. That's what we want to do. So detox is very, very important. So let's summarize a few things, all right? And I think it's time. Let me just remind everyone that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You're listening to Cancer. The phone number to call me is 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the other book outlets. It's also available on the website, www.growyoungeragain.com. Growyoungeragain.com. You can also call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558. And you can also check me out on my website at www.feel2929.com. That's feel29.com. Thank you all very much. We will catch you all next week.